Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for being with us. While kids are counting down the days to the beginning of summer, parents may be looking at the calendar with dread as they try to plan constructive ways to use that time off. There are opportunities at the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers, where programs cover all the weeks of the summer vacation with theatrical training for young thespians. There's also summer programs the parents can dabble in as they get to know the organization and all it has to offer. Here to tell us more about the summer sessions for kids and adults alike is Brandy Kaus. She's the Director of Operations and Education at the Alliance for the Arts. Brandy, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And if you have a question about arts programs over the summer, give us a call now. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And again, on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And, you know, Brandy, Southwest Florida in the summer is no longer a ghost town, and this is especially true with the Alliance for the Arts. Tell us just a little bit about what you have planned for this summer. It's a really ambitious schedule.
Absolutely. And I always like to say that now that the snowbirds are gone and traffic is a little better, it's time to come and take a trip to the Alliance because we just keep doing stuff. We don't, like you said, no longer a ghost town. We just keep running. So one of the biggest things that you alluded to are our summer camps. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, I looked at the calendar and went, oh my goodness, June is so close. So June is really close, and so is summer camp. So we currently have two different camps that run. The first one is our summer arts camp, and it is for grades 1 through 6. It runs for 8 individual weeks during the summer. So each week has a theme, and parents and campers can choose which themes they like. And we do have some that just come all 8 weeks of the summer, including my two kiddos who just love it. And in that one, it is both visual and performing arts. So campers dabble in both and create and have fun and play in both visual and performing arts all week long. And then on Friday, there is a gallery display of their artwork and a performance. So then our other camp is for middle and high school students. It's musical theater intensive, so it's all things musical theater. It's in partnership with Broadway Palm, and so it takes place over at the Broadway Palm rehearsal space. And one of the really cool things, unique things about that is the campers get to not only see the shows that are going on, but they get to work directly with some of the actors in those shows.
Oh,
so
wow.
The camp director there is Amy McCleary. She is the resident choreographer for Broadway Palm, and then she brings in different actors that are in the shows. So the campers get to work directly with professional actors that they get to see then on the stage, sometime during the week, and then they get to perform on the Broadway Palm main stage on their Friday performances. And that's 5 weeks during the summer, middle and high school students. And you can see both of these camps and even register online at artinlee.org.
Right. And you've been doing this work with the Alliance since, 2013? Is that right?
Yes. This July will mark my culmination of my fifth year. So it'll be my sixth summer camp because I came in right in the middle of summer camp my first year.
So I imagine you've been there long enough to see maybe some kids, come in the door that first day, kind of shy and awkward up on the stage, and then maybe leave by the end of the summer, or maybe in subsequent summer camps. You know, their movements are confident and purposeful, and when they speak or sing, they're projecting. I mean, is this a pretty common outcome?
Yes, absolutely. And I can tell you the story through my own two kids. We moved to Fort Myers from a very rural town. I have twin girls, and we didn't have neighbors who had kids, and so they were just so incredibly shy. And after that first summer camp, I was amazed that when somebody came up and talked to them that they would talk back as opposed to trying to hide behind me. So just that in 4 weeks, because we were only there for half of the summer, made a significant difference. But yeah, we see a lot of kids, especially the little ones who come in, and it may be their first time anywhere other than school or with their parents. And that first day, it's all shaky. By the second day, they have friends. By the fifth day, they just want to explode with excitement and perform on that stage.
Excellent, excellent. And if I understand correctly, there are kids who've gone through the summer camps and then when they get older actually come back as volunteer counselors?
Oh, we even have some of our camp instructors were campers.
Oh, wow.
well over a decade ago. Yeah. And then they came back as volunteers and then they came back as an instructor. So it's the kind of thing that is, it's just so wonderful. Everybody has so much fun, but it's this great big family and so enjoyable that, yes, we get these kids that repeat from the very first year to the very last year, like you said, volunteers, and then come and be camp instructors. And we even have, some who then apply for jobs at the Alliance later on in life.
And just logistically speaking, for working parents, you know, the timing could be a concern. How long are these summer camp sessions?
They are. We run nine to four in the summer arts camp, but extended care can be purchased that takes it from 8 to 5. Now, the musical theater intensive is 9 to 4. They don't have the facility there to do the extended care. But those are the older kids who often, you know, don't need as much care in the morning and then in the afternoon. And you can see all of that, read all of that, and register and even purchase that extended care as you register for classes or camps online.
Just another little logistical thing. The kids need to pack a lunch or snacks?
Yes, we do. We do ask them to bring their own lunch and their own snacks. You know, nowadays with so many different allergies and food choices that we say, you know, hey, it's best. You guys bring what you want to eat. And another thing about the summer arts camp in particular is we understand kids need to run around.
Yeah.
So they go outside, as long as it's not, you know, a thunderstorm, 3 times a day, in the morning for snack time, then for lunchtime, and then in the afternoon time. If it is raining, then we have the amphitheater stage and we have other spaces that they can do. And in the afternoon time, at least once a week, we bring in something cool, some kind of cool activity. One of our favorites is Way Too Tall Tori, Stilt Walker, who she comes and she also does, the balloon animals and whatnot. And so we'll have something like that for maybe for Superheroes week, we'll have local law enforcement and paramedics and firefighters come in because those are our local superheroes. So we try to always have at least one really cool extra activity in the afternoons.
Cool. Way Too Tall Tori. I love that name. So for your younger kids, you're looking at, you know, $160 a week for members, $200 for non-members. For your teens, $175 for members, $220 for non-members. Tell us about membership at the Alliance.
Okay, so membership at the Alliance, and you can purchase that membership while you register to make it nice and easy, or you can do it independently. So membership at the Alliance gets you discounts on all of classes and camps, 20%, which, you know, can be significant if you're going to take a couple of things, 10% off of purchases in the gift shop, and then discounts on theater tickets and special event tickets. It also gets you access to things like our members-only book club that is the third Tuesday of every month, and then members-only events. We're going to take this really neat trip over to Miami sometime. I can't remember the exact date, but it's coming up in the new season. And then, of course, you get the first word and the first chance at all kinds of different events.
Excellent, excellent. And what about a space? Are there still open slots for all of these programs at this point?
We do. We do still have open spots. Some are getting close to full, but there are at least a couple in every camp and in every class. So if you're interested, I recommend going on soon and checking it out, making your decision.
And tell us, you talked about how, you know, each week has a theme. I know one of them is Robot Mayhem. That was one of my favorites. How do you select these themes? Or who does, I guess?
It is a collaborative process. So I typically start by going through and just kind of Googling and saying, okay, what are some neat ideas that are out there? What have we done before? So we're not going to do that again within so many years. And then I throw it out to our crew, our staff, and then say, you know, hey, pick your top 8 out of these. And then I send those off to our theater instructor for camp and our visual arts department chairperson, because I want to make sure we don't pick something that they go, oh my gosh, this is so hard to do. So then I throw it out to them and they kind of do the final selection of what they think is going to work. And so don't ask me what's going to happen in Robot Mayhem.
Okay.
It's going to be fun, I can tell you that much. But our theater instructor for that, Tiffany Campbell, she takes these ideas and she runs with them and she makes a script that is an awesome, hilarious storyline. And then that's what the campers learn throughout the week. So they learn their lines for the show, a dance, and a song that all goes with it. Every group gets to get up and participate. And she just makes an awesome, fun story that kind of weaves through all of the different campers and all of the different groups until the end. So I don't know exactly what the story is going to be until I see it on stage, too.
Excellent. All right. You know, and speaking as, you know, not just an employee of the Alliance for the Arts, but, you know, as an artist in your own right and as a mother, how important is it for parents to, you know, have stuff like this to do for kids over these summer months?
Well, I think one, just having something to do over the summer months that's not, you know, sitting in front of the TV or playing on the device, which I love TV and devices, but having something else to do is really good, too. And just for kids, I can tell you from my own experience that I got involved in arts very early on, and it had a transformative impact on my life. And I think a lot of the success that I have had in my life, I can look back to my participation in music and becoming a musician really being instrumental in that. So even – and I was a teacher for 17 years, taught music. And so I see a lot of kids who are impacted and a lot of families. And even if somebody does not become an artist – just having that experience, that exposure, and dabbling in that has so many different rewards later in life. And a lot of it, I can tell you, for me particularly, is problem solving, is learning a different way to look at something and solve a problem. And that came a lot from my experience in music and visual arts.
All right. We're talking about the activities planned at the Alliance for the Arts this coming summer. My guest is Brandy Kals. She's the Director of Operations and Education there. And we've been talking about summer camps for kids, but we're going to shift now a little bit to the, you know, older potential artists to talk about classes geared toward grown-ups. And as always, you're invited to be part of our conversation. Give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And actually, before we get into those classes, I just wanted to mention also, every Friday afternoon, there's going to be an art exhibition and a performance?
In summer arts camp, art exhibition and performance for the campers, and then a musical theater intensive, because it's not visual arts, it's just a musical theater performance. But that is every Friday of the weeks of camp.
All right. Is that mainly geared towards the parents to see what their kids have been doing, or just anybody who wants to?
It is mainly geared toward the parents, but we do, and, you know, we have a fairly small theater, so we want to make sure all those parents get to see.
Absolutely.
But on Friday, I think it's at 12:15, we do a dress rehearsal that is open door. So that means that anyone who wanted to come and see the dress rehearsal can come and see that, and we have then plenty of seats for that.
All right. Well, let's turn now to the, adult art classes. Can you just tell me a little bit about what's going to be offered? Because it looks like it's really kind of across the board. You've got painting classes, you've got drawing classes. How do you even determine what you're going to offer? I mean, you must do some sort of crowdsourcing, because you're not just going to run a class and then have two people show up and, you know, pay the instructor and have the physical space and the resources.
Exactly. I want to first just thank you for asking about adult classes and adult education, because so many times people just think that education in the arts is about youth. But I would say 75% of our students overall are adults. And so we've got a lot of offerings for adults, as you mentioned. How do we decide? We have several, you know, classes that we want to make sure we always have a core in drawing and a core in painting. And so we go out and we make sure that we have that established. And then we have others where somebody comes and says, you know, I'd really love a photography class. Okay, well, then that kicks off to me that I'm going to go out and try to find a photography class. And then we also, on the third way, have people who connect with us. If you are interested in teaching an art class, you can submit a class proposal online. That comes directly to me. I kind of take a look at it. We get together and we talk about whether that's a fit.
Wow. Okay. All right. And, I mean, do you have classes for adults at, you know, various levels? Is this for, you know, folks who have been visual artists for some time, or are there classes for, you know, beginning novices?
The whole gamut. We have beginning classes, so you don't ever have to have picked up a paintbrush before, or picked up a camera before, or picked up a piece of clay. And then we also have classes that then run through to, you've been doing this for quite a while and you just want to learn more, or you want to excel, you want to get back into the game. And so, you know, over the summer, we do run a slightly lesser gambit over the summer, because summer camp takes up most of our space.
Of course.
But we still have something, you know, Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, that also includes painting, drawing, photography, improv, and music, as well as then one-off workshops here and there.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about some of the instructors you recruit to do these adult programs. And you've got like Terry Lynn Spry. Her oil paintings have been, you know, exhibited not just here locally, but across the country. It's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. And Terry Lynn is one of those instructors that's been with us, I think, over two decades. And she is one that I would say, if you're a beginner all the way to you are highly experienced, you can take her class, because she can differentiate that instruction. And she has people in the class that have been with her and at the Alliance for 20 different years. So we have some other amazing artists, teaching artists. Francesco Ghia is an artist from Italy. He's a very fine, high-end figure drawer and painter. And so he has figure drawing classes and fundamentals of oil classing classes going throughout the year. And then we have you know, just several instructors who've been with us for a long time. We're always getting new instructors. I kind of have a goal of having at least 5 new instructors every year just to make sure that we're bringing in new ideas and new concepts.
And, you know, do you ever find that adult participants in these classes maybe discover a latent talent and then kind of pursue that more as more of a passion in their lives or maybe even a profession later on?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We get, you know, we do get a lot of people who are retired and so they're looking for something to do. And, you know, maybe they painted when they were in high school or something like that and they get into it and just go I don't want to say off the deep end, but just go, you know, 1,000 miles an hour with this, that it is something so amazing. And then we also get in people who are still working who, okay, it's in the evening. They want to get out and find something to do, meet new people and get into it and realize that they not only have a passion, but they have a talent and a skill. And so we've had some people who eventually what their day job is becomes something different because what they've been learning turns into what their day job is.
Interesting, interesting. And you know, going back to the kids for a minute, youth theater is credited with so many positive results, among them sparking imagination, building focus, improving memory, enhancing communication skills, raising empathy, building self-confidence. And you know, on that topic of raising empathy, have you seen kids you know, learn to see things from a different perspective as a result of you know, playing a part or, you know, stepping into the skin of another character?
Oh, absolutely. And it's always interesting to see how somebody changes, whether it's a youth or adult, how they change from having to think like somebody else.
Yeah.
And how much that does play to out in the real world, meeting other people who are different and being able to stop for a moment and think what it might be like to be in somebody else's skin, as you said. And bringing that up, the benefits of theater and improv, we at the Alliance, we have a really fantastic program in partnership with Family Initiative that is visual arts and improv acting classes for children who have autism spectrum disorder.
Oh.
And improv has been touted as one amazing thing that helps, you know, children on that spectrum who have even more difficulty empathizing and perhaps socializing, that improv is one fantastic way to teach those skills.
Wow. Well, it's been great having you here, Brandy, but unfortunately we've come up to the end of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Brandy Kaus is the Director of Operations and Education at the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers, which is on McGregor Boulevard. For more information about their summer programs, check out their website, artinlee.org. Thanks so much, Brandy.
Thank you, John.
Also, thanks to my earlier guests. We were speaking with actor Sonia McCarter, also with the Alliance for the Arts. She's directing the Theater Conspiracies, currently running production of the classic play A Raisin in the Sun. We also spoke with actor Derek Lively, who performs in that production, as well as sociology professor Dr. Jonathan Harrison. Our show today was produced by Julie Glenn and myself. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.